This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. I call Senate Appropriations Committee to order this morning. I'd like to welcome those of you listening on the internet. We appreciate it. I'd like to remind our incredibly packed gallery to turn your cell phones off and try to keep the disruptions to a minimum here this morning. As we get rolling, Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Nessaba.
Here.
White.
Here.
Sutton.
Here.
Partridge is excused. Maher.
Here.
Colbeck.
Here.
Greenfield's excused. Cronin.
Here.
Wick.
Here.
We have a quorum.
We have a quorum. Are there any minutes sitting out there? Senator White.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have some minutes. These are from March 4th. And bill hearing with the following bills: HB 1259, HB 1261, and HB 1186, and HJR 1003. Now, I'd find those in order and ask for your consideration to approve. Thank you.
We have a motion by Senator White, seconded by Senator Cronin, to approve the minutes from March 4th. Any additional comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Minutes are approved. Any other minutes or personal privileges? All right. We do have, do we have a page? We had a page.
She's gone.
Oh, that's fine. We'll introduce her in a moment. That's just fine. We just want to make sure that we give everybody an opportunity. Senator Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I would move Joint Rule 7-1.5, consideration of matters not posted. This will require two-thirds majority vote of the committee members present to bring up a matter for consideration.
We have a motion by Senator Cronin to invoke Rule 7-1.5, consideration of matters not posted. Any comments on that motion?
Not at this time.
All right. This does require a two-thirds vote, a two-thirds majority of committee members present. All those in favor of invoking Rule 7-1.5 will say aye. Opponents will say no. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Nessaba.
No.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge is excused. Maher.
Aye.
Colbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield's excused. Cronin.
Aye.
And Wick.
Aye.
We have six yeas, one nay, and two excused.
That is two-thirds of members present. Joint Rule 7-1.5 is hereby invoked. Senator Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to bring up for consideration House Bill 1229 off the table, or off back to the committee from the 41st day, I believe.
You've got to reconsider.
Reconsider, yes.
Motion to reconsider. House Bill 1229. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Senator Cronin to reconsider House Bill 1229, seconded by Senator Maher. Comments on that motion, Senator Cronin?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a hog house amendment for this bill dealing with the Second Century Fund that I would like to have brought up and discussed before the committee.
All right. That will require a majority of members elect for the motion to reconsider. That is Rule 7-19. Motion to take from the table or reconsider a bill deferred to a day certain. So we have a motion to take from the table or reconsider a bill. Rule 7-19 requires a majority vote of members elect. All those in favor of the motion to take from the table or to reconsider will say aye. Opponents will say no. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Nessaba?
No.
White?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Partridge is excused. Maher?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Greenfield's excused. Cronin?
Aye.
And Wick?
Aye.
We have six yeas, one nay, and two excused.
Mr. Chair?
With a vote of 6 yeas, 1 nays, 1 nay, and 2 excused, we have invoked Rule 7-19. Senator Nesiba.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to invoke Rule 7-25, which is about germaneness. I don't think that the title of this bill has anything to do with what you proposed to hoghouse it with.
Seven dash twenty-five.
Do we have a copy of the amendment? We have a copy of the amendment. Let's just have a copy of the amendment dispersed, and then we'll take a look at that. We'll get the amendments distributed.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair.
Senator Maher.
A question for you.
Yes.
When I look at the title amendment to make an appropriation for the Second Century Habitat Fund and declaring an emergency, what's the difference between that and a special appropriation? It's just a regular appropriation and a special appropriation? What's the difference between that?
They're both special appropriations bills. I believe that's the reason the senator asked to use this bill.
Okay. That's what I was going to say. If we wanted to in the title, make a special appropriation for the Second Century Habitat Fund, and it would make that null and void because it would be all special appropriation, and regardless of what happens with this, it's all special appropriation. It doesn't matter what the content is. It's all a special appropriation.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Cronin.
I guess I would ask staff, I think being that it's an emergency, it would be a special appropriation, and with the language in the bill, there's no other dates in it, so it'd fall under the special appropriations where we'd have 4 years to spend the money. Is that correct?
I believe that is the rule. A special appropriation expires after 4 years unless otherwise specified. So it technically is a special appropriation, whether it has the word special in the title or not. Senator Cronin.
I would move Amendment 1229.
We still have a ruling that we have to decide on by Senator Nesiba. Rule 725, germaneness of amendments. Both bills are special appropriations. They may not have the exact same intentions, obviously, but as they're both special appropriations bills, I would rule that 725 does not apply in this circumstance. I appreciate you bringing up the rule. I understand it, but since they're both special appropriations, I would feel that is the germaneness we need to move forward.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Nesiba. I appreciate anybody who uses the Red Book. That is our friend. So I appreciate anybody who uses the rules, because that's what we try to run by. Without rules, there's only chaos. So thank you, Senator Nesiba. Senator Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move Amendment 1229, Juliet Bravo, for discussion.
We have a motion to amend House Bill 1229 with 1229, Juliet Bravo, moved by Senator Cronin, seconded by Senator White. Comments on that motion, Senator Cronin?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. this amendment would hoghouse House Bill 1229 essentially back into the governor's Second Century Habitat Fund bill, which is sitting on the House floor at this time. It was one of our priorities we were expecting to see it again and discuss it and try and pick out a number. And for that reason, I bring this up so that we still can have that discussion for the 2019 budget year. And would ask you to support that. And I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Senator Cronin. Any additional comments on the amendment 1229 Juliet Bravo? Mr. Senator Maher.
My question is the $1 million. When this left the Senate the first time, wasn't it $500,000?
It was.
And now we're back to $1 million?
Well, I'm pretty sure if it's at $1 million, I guarantee we're going to have a discussion about it. Well, so that's my intent.
Okay, because I'm going to say this goes to the floor of the Senate with $1 million, and we barely got that $500,000 off. I don't think we're going to get $1 million off the floor of the Senate. And the other question I would have, Mr. Chair, have we found any answers to the questions that were asked on the floor of the Senate that day?
I believe we have, and I believe Senator Colbeck is the one who found those answers. If you don't mind answering the question, Senator.
Yes, I emailed, Mr. Chair, I emailed the Game Fish and Parks immediately following our session on the Senate floor on the two questions that were asked. One question was asked by Senator Nessipa on the $1.1 million that was awarded 3 years ago and asked for a financial statement on where that money went, and they did send that to me, which I forwarded on to Senator Nessipa to answer his question. And on the question of the community, just let me get this straight. Yeah, the South Dakota Community Foundation. I also got an email back on who the board of directors were, when they were appointed, and how that money was going to go to them and how they were going to disperse that. I do not have that information available except online, and I will send that to you, and you can have that information. But they did send that, and I also sent that information to the senator that asked that question, and that was Senator Kennedy. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Colbeck. Any additional questions on the amendment 1229JB? If not, we have an amendment for House Bill 1229. It's 1229 Juliet Bravo, moved by Senator Cronin, seconded by Senator White. All those in favor of that amendment will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no.
No.
Ayes have it. The bill is so amended. We will open it up for public comments. And any additional proponents first on House Bill 1229 as amended? Are there any additional proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to 1229 as amended? Representative, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. I'm Representative Taffy Howard from District 33, and as everyone here knows, this was my original bill. 1229, in its original form, was requiring that we have a special appropriation for any new optional Medicaid services. So first, I would like to applaud this committee for the mental gymnastics that it took for the arrival at concluding that these two topics are germane. I would disagree and say they absolutely are not. And I want to be on record for my constituents who asked me to bring the original bill dealing with Medicaid, which is an important topic. It's 25% of our budget. The topic that is now being hoghoused into this bill was defeated twice on the floor yesterday. But because we have to keep voting until we get to the right vote, I guess, or we play these games, now this bill is being hoghoused that I was the original sponsor for, into something that I was opposing on the floor yesterday. So I just want to be on record as saying I disagree with that tactic. I disagree with the games that are played. I will continue to stand on the principles that I believe in, which are limited government. I do not believe that we should be spending tax dollars on pheasant habitat. People work hard for their tax dollars. There are other funding methods available. The governor has $2.3 million sitting right now in her future fund account that she could use immediately if she wanted, if she so chose to. So I would ask you to reconsider this and vote no. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Howard. Any additional opponent testimony on House Bill 1229 as amended? Any additional opponent testimony on House Bill 1229 as amended? Seeing none, brief rebuttal by the original sponsor is available, should you choose, Senator Cronin?
No, that's fine.
Okay. We'll waive the rebuttal and move to questions of the committee. Any questions of the committee regarding House Bill 1229 as amended? Seeing none, we'll move to committee discussion and or action, closing public testimony on House Bill 1229 as amended. Senator Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move House Bill 1229 as amended.
Do pass?
Yep.
We have a motion by Senator Cronin to move do pass on House Bill 1229 as amended. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator White. Comments on that do pass motion, Senator Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just like to say that I've been in the same situation many times where someone hog-housed my bill into something I wasn't necessarily for, but I respect that it's in the rules for that reason. This happens all the time, and I'm pretty sure that any person in this body, when they feel strongly enough about something, will use every avenue that's available under our rules to accomplish such goal. I don't think it's out of line. I don't think it's not germane. If we had picked another title, if there was another bill, we would have picked any other bill. This was an important thing to the Senate caucus for some dollar amount. And that's why we have two houses. That way we can disagree and talk about issues and come together. So with that, I would urge support of this measure. And we'll see how it plays out. I fully will state that if we get another chance to talk about this, the governor's second century habitat bill, I do have some changes I'd like to make to it, or attempt to make to it, where we would change where the funding goes. But at this point, we don't have that option. And try and keep a little more of a legislative hold on those dollars. So with that, I would urge support of this amended version of House Bill 1229, and we'll keep the discussion going.
Thank you, Senator Cronin. Any additional comments on the do pass motion for House Bill 1229 as amended? Seeing none, we have a do pass motion made by Senator Cronin, seconded by Senator White. Do pass on House Bill 1229 as amended. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed will say no. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Nesteva.
Nope.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge is excused. Maher.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield is excused. Cronin.
Aye.
And Wick.
Aye.
We have 6 yeas, 1 nay, and 2 excused.
With a positive vote of 6 yeas, 1 nay, 2 excused, House Bill 1229 moves to the Senate floor with a due pass motion. Any additional motions or personal privileges at this time? Oh, our page is here finally. Before we adjourn, would you like to introduce yourself, please? Step up to the microphone, tell us who you are, where you're from, where you're going if you know it, and how many kids in your high school class.
I'm Britt Hervey from Willow Lake, and did you say where I'm going?
Yeah. Where are you going? You going to go to school?
No. Oh. I don't want to go to college.
Oh. Good for you.
And I have 14 kids in my class.
14 kids in your class.
Hurt for family.
Well, there's, I think there's a guy in Willow Lake you might know that I might be kind of shirt tail related to, a Brendan down there.
Okay, yeah, I know the Brendans.
Yeah, so welcome. thank you for all you do. We appreciate you coming down here and being in our final page session. Any additional motions or personal privileges?
Motion to adjourn.
Senator Colbeck moves we adjourn, seconded by Senator Nessaba. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. We are adjourned.